I'm going to call today's podcast The Coach's Corner. A few minutes to hear from the coaches who have been able to guide their teams to the NFC and the AFC championship games coming up this Sunday. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Lambeau in Sports. This is where my boss, Kevin, allows me to go into more detail on the stories that are trending in my world. And without question, it's the NFL playoffs. With New England at home against Jacksonville on Sunday, followed by Minnesota on the road at Philadelphia. The Eagles able to get to this point by holding off the defending NFC champion Atlanta Falcons, able to get to this point with a backup quarterback in Texas native Nick Foles, who had to step in after Carson Wentz hurt his knee a few weeks ago. Foles the backup for Philly, Case Keenum, another Texas native, the backup for Minnesota, stepping into the starter's role back in October when Sam Bradford got hurt. Eagles coach Doug Peterson was a quarterback back when he played, so he obviously understands the position and all that you're expected to do. Peterson's been impressed with the way Case has been able to lead the Vikings.
Case is playing extremely well. He's not turning the ball over. The whole season's been sort of built on the run game, a little bit of play action, putting him on the perimeter. He's an athletic quarterback, getting the ball out of his hand quick. I think, you know, Pat Shermer's done a nice job in putting them in those successful situations.
What have you noticed about your players' ability to refocus, you know, especially after an emotional game last weekend? And also, it seems like they've been able to do that, like, all season long. Like, where does that come from? How do they do that?
Well, I think it comes from the leadership of the football team. It starts with those guys. And, each week in some of the games that we've played, you know, there's been the emotional, you know, highs of coming off of, like the Rams, for instance, you know, great example, winning that football game and then having to go back on the road the next week in New York and still having that emotional high and feeding off of that. But it just comes down to the leadership of the football team, keeping the guys in the moment, you know, and just attacking each week as it comes.
Philadelphia, the NFC East champs, the number one seed in the conference, and a slight favorite to win this game at home. And I really think there is something to be said for the home field advantage. The fans in Philadelphia are going to let you hear from them. But the Vikings seem to have the football gods looking down on them right now after the way they were able to rally and beat the New Orleans Saints last Sunday in Minnesota. I still can't believe that throw from Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs to win it with just seconds left to go in regulation. I still get chills listening back to the play.
Fourth quarter, playoffs. Drew Brees is a quarterback, you know, the other team. So that's what you dream about.
Here we go. This is when legends are made.
You're doing everything you can to win the game. Try to give a guy a chance.
Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay on. Oh, got loose. Oh,
I mean, I just threw it, man, and he just caught it, and then he ran in the end zone.
That's one of the greatest plays, one of the luckiest plays I've ever seen in watching the NFL. Trying to get his guys focused back on the next game, getting them to come down to earth has to be one of the challenges for Vikings coach and former Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer.
Getting ready for a very, very good Philadelphia football team. Going on the road, it'll be a tough environment. So we'll have our work cut out for us. We'll have to play great in all three areas to win this football game.
Like, after kind of looking at things a little more, what stands out about Philly's offense and Nick Foles in general, what you've seen?
Well, number one, they've got an excellent offensive line. They do a great job in the running game, the schemes. The running backs are very hard to tackle. They have a lot of run-pass options. and they've got excellent receivers. I think Foles has done a good job of understanding where to go with the football and the things that they're trying to do with him.
How much has their offense changed since he took over from Carson Wentz?
It really hasn't changed too much, honestly. Wentz scrambled around a lot more probably. But as far as the scheme and things like that, really hasn't changed too much.
Minnesota Vikings coach Mike Zimmer. Now, even though I said home field is supposed to be an advantage, I'll be pulling for the Vikings on Sunday when they get underway at 5:40 on Fox. The AFC Championship is in Foxborough, Massachusetts, home of the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, who are a huge favorite by the guys in Vegas to beat Jacksonville. Jags coach Doug Marrone gets it. He knows the challenge they face after squeaking by Buffalo at home in the wild card game and then beating the Steelers in Pittsburgh last week. As good as they were in that game, they'll have to take it to another level to beat the Patriots.
This team outside of the New York Yankees, you know, is probably the best, you know, dynasty that you've seen. I mean, they're an outstanding football team. I don't think I can come in here and give you guys any, hey, if you do this, you have a chance. If you do this, you have a chance. You've got to go and you have to execute. You know, and you're talking about a team that is probably the best execution, you know, team performance-wise on Sunday, you know, since, you know, 2001. So, you know, it's going to come down to our, you know, how we play on Sunday, and we're going to have to play extremely well. It's going to be an unbelievable challenge for us.
Jacksonville coach Doug Marrone, in just his first season with the Jaguars. And how long has Jason Garrett been in Dallas? I'm just saying. Doesn't hurt Marrone having Tom Coughlin as his VP of football operations, although you'll never hear Patriots coach Bill Belichick say that. He just wants to talk about how good this week's opponent is and stay away from anything that could be considered controversial.
They're really good at everything. Offensively, they're at the top of the league in a lot of categories, points, yards rushing, points after turnovers, yards per completion. All these guys got a big completion average. defensively, is again, top of the league of it and everything. Starting with turnovers, sacks, negative plays, points, you name it. And very good in the kicking game. They're aggressive. They have a good return team with Mickens and Grant. They have a good coverage group. Good specialists. They're very aggressive. They've run fakes. They've do other things that are a little bit unorthodox to keep you off balance in that phase of the game. So it's really a solid team all the way across the board. Running game has a lot of variety to it. It's very good. But between the backs and the quarterback and his role in it, it's very challenging. And as I said, all the receivers are high average per catch guys, so are the tight ends. When they throw it to them, they gain a lot of yards, and that's a big challenge too. But they have great depth in their backs, and they're all good. They're all explosive. Fournette's obviously had a great year, but when he went out last week against Pittsburgh, Yeldon came in, did a great job for him. So whoever's in there is going to be a problem. You said the offense is a problem, defense is a problem, special teams is a problem. I mean, that's why they're playing. They're good at everything. Good players, good coaches, and strong football team.
Coach, considering his history against the Patriots, Tom Coughlin, who a lot of people are crediting with bringing the Jaguars along, I guess how concerned are you that he's with that organization now, or your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I look at the team. It's a strong team. As I said, they're good in every area. And whoever's doing exactly what down there, you have to talk to them about that. I don't know. I just know what I see on the field. And it's a very good product. Sure, they're all contributing to it.
He sounds excited, doesn't he? It's Patriots coach Bill Belichick. Now, while I don't have a dog in the fight, although I should probably say I don't have a stake in the outcome, since I don't like to see dogs fighting or people who do, I'm going to pull for the underdog in this game. I'm pulling for Jacksonville to play Minnesota in Super Bowl 52, which means it will probably end up being the Eagles and the Patriots. If New England is able to win the title one more time, they'd be tied with the Steelers with 6 Lombardi trophies. Right now, they're tied with the 49ers and the Cowboys with 5 Super Bowl wins. Around here, Dallas fans want it to stay that way. The championship game's coming up this Sunday, the Super Bowl in a couple weeks in Minnesota, and then the countdown is on to the Boys of Summer. Players reporting to Florida and Arizona next month. We've also got NASCAR's Super Bowl, the Daytona 500 to look forward to in February. Around here, after the week we've had, we'd all settle for some warmer weather. But I'll leave the highs and the lows to WBAP meteorologist Brad Barton. I will get his forecast tomorrow, what the weather should be like in New England and Philadelphia. Maybe ask him to look into his NFL crystal ball. I'd be curious to hear what Brad thinks. I'd also like to know what you think. You can go to my Twitter page and tell me at LamboWBAP. Thanks as always for listening, and remember you can join me live tomorrow morning starting at 5 a.m. Until then, have a great Thursday, everybody. I'm Steve Lamb, WBAP Sports.